In the years following the reunion with her fairy, Queen Victoria had taken them into the heart of her court. The mirror version of the Queen was always nearby, in company disguised as something bland and featureless, an occasional table or a potted plant. But its default position was the royal visage. But what was it? In this new age of discovery, the Queen wanted to understand the fairy world of mirrors. Were they really powerful or just clever? So she asked an eminent doctor to examine her fairy, and he put forward a very interesting hypothesis that the fairies didn't just react to thoughts, but could absorb them as well. They could, perhaps, be used to take away the negative thoughts of people suffering from melancholia and free them from other dangerous emotions. In fact, as it happened, this doctor was setting up a hospital and would love to test this hypothesis out. And if perhaps Her Majesty would be the patron? Victoria agreed this was useful, practical work, and asked the Mirror Queen to speak with the fairies, to find volunteers for the doctor to work on with. The doctor went away with two fairies, very happy, and the Queen was left with a very different sort of doctor, for the Queen was pregnant, and so was her mirror image. On the big day, the Queen gave birth to a bonny girl, and so did her mirror image. These two mirror babies were brought up together, as was Victoria's son, who came later, twin girls and boys playing at being normal. Until one day, when a large, powerful fairy arrived at court, and the Queen was informed that the two fairy children must immediately be taken away. The fairy said it was important that their young were kept away from people until they were older, and so those two firstborn children weren't to be seen again for many years. But that's another story. And after those firstborns had gone, it was decided the Mirror Queen should be kept away from Victoria during pregnancy, and so no new fairy children were born to the household, though her Mirror Queen did delight in entertaining Victoria's children, and all was happy with the family. Until the Queen's husband died. It is well known that Victoria went into deep mourning for her husband, but her Mirror Queen was worse hit. Fading in and out of focus, a ghostly mirrored grief. For a decade or so, nothing could be done to unlock the ever-increasing cycles of grief in the palace.